of your list today?
Yeah, so just to start out, some reminders about some upcoming events with New Pioneers. So first, New Pioneers will be at the Earth Day celebration on Wednesday, April 22nd here in downtown Bardstown. Mm-hmm. This is being hosted by A Better Nelson County and other local environmental organizations like A Cleaner Kentucky, Green Boy Recycling will be there, and some students from the local schools. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Earth Day at the Mayor's Park downtown. So we'd love for you to swing by and see our booths and celebrate the Earth with us. And that same week, New Pioneers is also hosting a Green Festival on Saturday, April 25th. Which is from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Springfield. And this is a free festival, family-friendly. We'll have live animals, a kids' play area, live music, food trucks, more local environmental organizations.
It's kind of tied into Earth Day
also. Yes.
Timing-wise.
Yes. Yeah, we always set it either the weekend before or after Green or after Earth Day. And then Where the Wild Things Are Day Camp is set for Tuesday, June 9th through Friday, June 12th. This is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day with some early drop-off and late pickup options available for parents. And this is open for all 6 to 12-year-olds right now and will be hosted on the Loretto Mother House Farm. And this day camp is a great opportunity for your kids to connect with nature, do some exploration with our natural habitats, and just connect with the environment and give back a little bit. And registration is open now for camp. And if you're a member of New Pioneers, you actually get a discount for the week. So you can learn more about camp, Green Festival, and becoming a member at newpioneers.org. And then tomorrow is actually Solar Appreciation Day.
Solar Appreciation.
Yes, and this is a national holiday.
Mostly sunny tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, that's good timing.
Everybody got coordinated on it.
Yeah. So this holiday recognizes how solar is capable of transforming our way of life through environmental and economic advantages. So today I was just going to talk a little bit more about solar and some of the benefits and how you can incorporate that into your life. So to start, solar energy is just energy harnessed from the sun's rays and converted into electricity or heat. This is a renewable energy source, meaning it will not diminish like a lot of the fossil fuels that we use. And there's kind of a lot of myths around solar energy and a lot of doubts that it's really fully capable. But, you know, depending on the system that you have set up, solar energy is completely capable of at least reducing your energy costs, if not powering your home completely. And in some instances, if you are if you're creating extra energy, you can actually get some money back from the electric company. And these even work in indirect sunlight and cold temperatures. May not be as efficient, of course, but you're still going to get some energy even in the winter on cloudy days and things like that. So some of the benefits that come with solar energy, of course, is reducing your carbon emissions. So you're not relying on our typical electricity and maybe even heating needs, which are reliant on fossil fuels for the most part. And it's also going to save you money on your utility bills. So usually on average, homeowners pay about $60,000 in electricity bills over a 25-year period. But if you have a solar panel, this reduces to about $23,000 over that 25-year period. So that's almost $40,000 in savings over that 25-year period. And like we said earlier, if you produce extra electricity, you get money back as well.
As with most things, the price has come down on solar, and the efficiency of it has gone up.
Yeah.
So it's gotten better from the original ones. And
yeah.
I remember when the solar craze, I'll call it that, kind of started. Mm-hmm. Part of it was just for heating water. They actually had water things that went through the solar, through the panels that were on the roofs. And that was the only use of the sun. Mm-hmm. Now, of course, we go, I think they're called photoelectric cells or whatever.
Yeah.
It is. Converts it to electricity.
Yeah.
It's a double benefit.
Yeah. And another benefit of solar is that you're just encouraging healthier environments. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times, if somebody sees a solar panel installed on your roof, that's going to spark conversation with neighbors, maybe inspire some of them to get solar panels, friends and family. And Installing solar also is helping create more jobs in solar installation and maintenance, and this can help boost our local economy when there's more local jobs created in that sector. And it can also increase your home value. On average, home values rise about $15,000 with the installation of solar. And there also are some tax credits and incentives available, not all the time, but occasionally, for solar panels. If you keep an eye out with the Solarize Louisville campaign, it's usually around like early spring or late spring, early summer every year. That includes Nelson County. And they host a lot of really good info sessions about solar panels. They usually have a solar installer there, and they talk about the tax incentives and how you can get reduced costs on the solar installation. And some ways that you can incorporate solar energy into your life is, of course, installing solar panels on your roof. So you can contact Solar Energy Solutions, Daily Green Power, Pure Power Solar, or local other local installers to do this. And you can also attend local Solar 101 workshops to learn more. So that's kind of what I mentioned. And New Pioneers throughout the year usually host a couple of these with the Solarize Boyle campaign. And that includes Marion and Washington County members. So if you live in either of those counties, you'll want to go to the Solarize Boyle stuff. But if you live in Nelson, you'll want to go to the Solarize Louisville stuff, because they're different counties.
The, you know, solar energy does a lot. I see it quite a bit now. People that have RVs. You know, they use it because sometimes they're camping off the grid, as the term is. And, of course, people that do homes that are off the grid, which means they don't connect any electricity or any outward utility. RVs, a lot of them use it. Not only just off the grid, but also to keep the batteries charged in those cool things.
Yeah, it's really awesome.
And then I go back a long time. Obviously, by my age, people know that. But I remember when I lived in, for many years, the area served by the Tennessee Valley Authority, power producer and creator of lakes and dams and big dams that generate electricity. But they had a big kick on solar energy at one time. And it was on basically building a home to take the best use of solar energy. And this was before the, I think, before the panels, but it was, you know, you want your home, if you have a southern exposure with lots of windows and then some either brick, concrete, or some kind of mass floor or whatever that would absorb the heat from the sun and then release it during the night. You can experience that here in Kentucky. when, you know, in the midst of summer, you can walk outside at 11 o'clock at night
and
put your hands on your, if you have a brick home, and feel the heat coming off your home still. That's solar energy.
Oh, yeah, so, that is.
Like I say, things have progressed immensely. It was pretty cool. They actually built some demonstration homes.
You know, that's really cool.
Big southern exposure windows and stuff.
Some other more like kind of low-key things you can do to incorporate solar energy into your life is using solar-powered outdoor lights. So they have a lot of like string lights, garden lights, even security lights that are all solar-powered. And you can find these at like Lowe's, Walmart, Home Depot. And you can also power your home security system with solar energy. So there's lots of options online. And if you are somebody who already has a Ring doorbell, there's actually like a kind of a battery add-on option now that is solar powered. So you wouldn't even have to buy a whole new system. You can just get the solar battery. And you can also look for solar water heaters. This can be for inside your home or even if you have a pool.
especially rain your water through these pipes and then back into the tank.
And especially if you have a pool and like you're wanting to get it heated, that's a really good option to look into.
I think they put solar blankets or something like that on the pool. And so it absorbs, lets the sun heat the water, but it doesn't let the heat back out. Traps it in there.
And some other options is you can cook with a solar cooker. This is especially great if you're camping or just trying to have some outdoor fun. A brand called Go Sun has lots of solar oven options. And we've actually given a couple of them away with New Pioneers and Green Festival. And you can also utilize solar energy chargers for your electronics. So you can kind of find small solar batteries to power your phone and other small devices. And this is also great for camping and long outdoor trips, or if you're just wanting to cut back on your electricity use, you can try to, you know, charge your phone every day with the solar battery instead of with the normal wall outlet. And just some other simple ways you can celebrate tomorrow is soaking in the sun. It's going to be a pretty day, it looks like.
Yes.
And advocating for solar-friendly policies. So just in conclusion, there are many ways to show our appreciation for the sun this Solar Appreciation Day. And you can celebrate by exploring the options to incorporate solar into your life and spending some time in the sun.
And from a medical world, vitamin D is generated in the human body by the sun. Now, we will always remind you, in most many things, don't overdo it. So, yes, there's sun creates the vitamin D, but you got to be careful because the sun also creates some other issues. But
yes.
on the human skin, not necessarily on your house.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so have you ever, I think you use a magnifying glass and you turn it around. Have you ever used the sun to, with the aid of a magnifying glass, to set something on fire?
I personally haven't. I've seen others do it though. It's really cool.
So it's instead of taking the light waves and expanding them out for a magnifying glass, you use it in reverse.
Yeah.
And you take the light waves and you concentrate it. Almost like a laser beam.
It really is, yeah.
I cannot remember how many decades ago I may have done that. I think the statute of limitations is run out. I don't think I set anything on fire.
I don't think. Hey, that just shows you how powerful the sun is, though.
And the sun is a powerful, we're a long way away from it and it can still be that. So tomorrow is Solar Day.
Yes, Solar Appreciation.
Earth Day in April.
And Green Festival.
Things, but we have. Let's go back and remind everybody about the Earth Day events and the two things we talked about.
Yeah, so Earth Day celebration is going to be downtown Bardstown at the Mayor's Park on April 22nd. There's going to be local environmental organizations, some local fun for everyone, and there's going to be students from the local school joining us as well to display some of their Earth Day projects that they've been working on. And also that week, on Saturday, April 25th, is Green Festival on Saturday, April 25th, from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in downtown Springfield. This is also another celebration in honor of Earth Day, with live animals, live music, food trucks, local vendors. And then Where the Wild Things Are Day Camp is set for Tuesday, June 9th through Friday, June 12th, and is open to all 6 to 12-year-olds right now. And you can learn more about all of these at newpioneers.org. And you can learn more about the Earth Day celebration at a Better Nelson County's page.
And that's all coming up. It's 8:28. Uh-oh, Ivory's in the house with us today. We're going to have a couple of messages. Then we're going to come back and do birthdays. And celebrity birthdays.
Cool.
Are you ready today?
Yeah.
There's some
I'll try.
I mean, I went through and did the edit, and there's some on there that I'm like, I couldn't even begin in the right category. But we'll let that, let you figure out
those categories.
Coming up. Back in just a moment with those birthdays for our friends at Cooper Trail Senior Living.